Tuesday at 7:20.
After the fog wears off this morning, we can expect mostly sunny skies. It's going to be hot and humid. It is August. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High up to a scorching 93. Cloudy chance of isolated thunderstorms for the overnight with a low of 73. Winning Wednesday, hot, humid once again. Partly sunny skies. Chance of showers. High of 90. Currently, it's foggy and 74.
And joining us on the phone once again, our friend Coco Minardi. Coco, the donor relations manager for hospice at Community Care. And Coco, earlier you told us about the record number of patients and all the people that you are meeting the needs for in the community during this COVID pandemic. And it's very important for our listeners to be able to pray for you, support you. And one way they could do that is your 36th annual Labor Day auction. Tell us how that's going to be different this year.
Well, you know, the uncertainty of COVID-19 and this global pandemic have definitely challenged those of us who plan events to think creatively and outside the box. And, you know, I think if this would have happened 10 or 15 years ago, we might be a little flat-footed. But with the technology that's available to us, we were able to pretty quickly pivot to an online auction format. So while we are going to have all the same items, it'll be a little bit smaller when we're at the Labor Day auction at the Solanco Fairgrounds. We typically have thousands of items up for bid. This year, we're going to have hundreds of items up for bid, but the same great items like handmade quilts, jewelry, original artwork, vacation getaways, sports memorabilia, you name it, there's something for everyone.
And this is a huge fundraiser for you guys, and I know it's something that everybody looks forward to every year. How can folks see what is going to be available at the auction, and what's the best way for them to get involved?
Absolutely. Well, so we do, it is a fun event for everybody. Last year, we had 3,500 people actually come to the fairgrounds and, and participate in the auction. We love that. We're hoping that the same people will visit us online, and we're actually hoping that maybe more people will be able to do it. If they're on vacation or if they're out of town and they can't typically come to the auction, they can go online anytime. And our auction is located at LaborDayAuction.org. We tried to make it as easy as possible, so it's really just LaborDayAuction.org, and they can get an idea of what items are up for bid. They can get an idea of how to support hospice if they're interested in just making a monetary donation. So there's all sorts of information at that website.
Like so many things, the Hospice and Community Care Labor Day Auction is being impacted by the pandemic and COVID-19 this year. Their auction is all online, but it's a great opportunity for you to support the work of Hospice and Community Care. LaborDayAuction.org is the place to go. Coco, is there any more information we need to know about the Labor Day Auction?
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that there's a vacation trip to Ocean City, Maryland, a vacation to Palm Springs, California. We have beautiful jewelry from some of the local jewelers. We have riding tractors. We have used cars and even a used boat that's going to be up for bid. So really, there is something for everybody. And we also are having a 50-50 raffle. So in the past, we've raffled off a Ford Mustang, and because we've not been able to get out in the community and show off the Mustang and sell tickets, we're actually going to just do a 50-50 cash raffle, so people can buy tickets online for a dollar or for $10, $25, $50, $100, depending on the number of tickets, and then they'll get 50% of the net proceeds of what we raise. So there's really a great way for everybody to participate and support hospice.
The Hospice and Community Care Labor Day Auction online at LaborDayAuction.org. Coco, thank you for joining us today. We hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Fred. You too.
10th Avenue North, taking us back to the music now. This is